This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Envoys from around the globe gathered Sunday at an Egyptian seaside resort for talks on tackling climate change amid several competing crises.
It gives me great pleasure to declare open the 27th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change.
In an opening speech, the head of the UN's panel of climate scientists highlighted the urgency of cutting greenhouse gas emissions and adapting to the effects of global warming. Egypt is the host of this year's COP27 Global Climate Change Summit, and it's planning to keep a tight rein on protests, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh may seem like a picturesque location for this year's COP27 Climate Summit. However, behind the postcard-perfect appearance, Egyptian authorities have created a tightly controlled fortress. Climate activists are saying the restrictions will limit their ability to protest and raise awareness of their cause. In a country where protests are virtually banned, the government has set up a specific venue for climate protests. However, no one is quite sure where it is. Notifications are required 36 hours in advance. This year's summit is likely to be a sharp contrast to COP26 last year in Glasgow, Scotland, where some 100,000 people marched through the streets in one of many rallies. I'm Karen Chamas.
The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, is warning residents that they must prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking the country's infrastructure. Vitaly Klitschko says that means he cannot rule out residents having no electricity, water, or heat in the freezing cold. He said Ukrainian workers are doing everything they can do to restore services. This is VOA News. President Paul Biya of Cameroon is marking 40 years in power, but is staying out of the spotlight as questions swirl around the 89-year-old leader. Biya has not appeared in public since French President Emmanuel Macron visited the Central African nation in July. An event was scheduled at City Hall in Cameroon's capital on Sunday to commemorate the anniversary, but Biya wasn't expected to attend. Some think the president's son is positioning himself as a possible successor. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says a protest march toward the capital Islamabad, suspended after he was wounded by a gunshot in an apparent attempt on his life, will resume Tuesday. Sitting in a wheelchair, his right leg bandaged and elevated, Khan spoke from the hospital where he was admitted Thursday after he received bullet wounds in his right leg. He was later released Sunday. Khan's march in the capital was suspended after a gunman opened fire, wounding him and killing one of his supporters. A record U.S. lottery jackpot grew to an even larger $1.9 billion after no one won the Powerball drawing on Saturday night. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
First, to be clear, according to thelotter.com, you do not have to be a citizen or resident to play the game. Players from all over the world can win the biggest Powerball lottery jackpots and huge prizes when playing Powerball. The website of the California Lottery Association said the next chance for someone to get lucky will be Monday. Winners of lottery jackpots usually prefer a lump sum of cash, which for Monday's drawing would be $929.1 million, according to the California Lottery website. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Precision Air flight carrying 39 passengers made a crash landing into Lake Victoria on Sunday while attempting to reach a nearby airport in Tanzania, the airline said. At least 26 people were rescued from the plane, the airline said in a statement, adding that no deaths had been confirmed. The cause was not immediately clear, but the state broadcaster said the incident took place amid storms and heavy rains. Videos and pictures on social media showed the plane almost fully submerged, with only its green and brown-colored tail visible above the waterline of Lake Victoria, Africa's largest lake. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.